In 1987, Wisconsin lawmakers gave governors the power to negotiate gaming agreements with tribes. But now the Wisconsin Supreme Court has set limits, agreeing with majority Republicans who sued Democratic Governor Jim Doyle for exceeding authority. Doyle allowed the state's largest tribe, the Potawatomi, to offer what the state Supreme Court says are illegal casino games. The court did uphold the governor's power to be lead negotiator in tribal compacts, but the court said new games like Keno and Roulette were unconstitutional and that a governor alone can allow tribal casinos to operate forever. Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer was one of the lead Republicans who brought the lawsuit.
It is not government of one. It is government of three branches.
Assembly Speaker John Gard is the other Republican who sued the governor. He says tribes have essentially cornered the market on gaming and should pay more to operate casinos in Wisconsin.
We're giving away a monopoly on the most profitable business we know of.
Gard says other states are asking for as much as 25% of casino profits, but Governor Doyle says Wisconsin tribes are unlikely to pay more when profits are hurt by shorter compacts and fewer games.
You don't go in and get more money for something less.
The three dissenting justices decried the court's majority decision by saying it would have a negative financial impact on the economy. They said all bets were off regarding gambling in Wisconsin. Majority justices said those doom and gloom projections ignore the fact that for now, gambling is still legal. Senate Majority Leader Panzer says the Constitution could be changed if people want to outlaw gambling, but that wasn't the aim of the lawsuit.
It is not our intent, nor has it ever been, to close down Indian gaming in the state.
Governor Doyle says he hopes the scope of games will be decided in federal court. Potawatomi tribal officials are keeping that option open. While one of the Republican attorneys worked on the case for free, taxpayers will pay at least $62,000 for another attorney who helped the top Republican sue the governor over gambling. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.